All right, there's Fade the Way of the Music. We're back with you here in the second half of the Radio Ranch Sunday Night Edition. I got John and Kathy in the wings, but we got a caller, and I believe it's Laura in Michigan that had a question or a comment or something. Hi, Laura.
I had a comment.
Good.
You brought up the Bible. Remember the story of the Good Samaritan?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, he came across a man who was wounded, and his clothes were torn off, and everything, and they helped him. Anyway, the first part of that story is the first man who walked around the wounded man didn't help. He was a Levite.
Right. Right. One of the keepers of the law.
Yeah, he walked around the man.
Right.
That's all. I just wanted to bring that up because a lot of people don't realize that.
Yep. Well, I appreciate you bringing that up, and I'm sure you're totally correct. These people got no heart, they got no ethics, they got no morals, okay?
Yeah,
but they know
right
about
there.
Them, but they know a lot more about them than we do, so they can use their knowledge to corrupt us in our knowledge.
Right, right.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Laura. Thank you, sweetie. Have a good day. I believe my old compadres John and Kathy have dialed in here. We're going to take a few minutes and talk about the ITERA blower wand, whatever you want to call it. Hey, John and Kathy.
Hey, it's Kathy and John today, not John and Kathy.
Okay, well, okay, hi, Kathy and John. We're going to be, you know, my mama would be proud.
Kathy, are you on the line? Did I lose her?
Uh-oh, okay, might just be John.
No. Supposed to be Kathy here, too.
Come on, Kathy. Cat got your tongue?
I don't know. Well, whatever. You know, you never know what's going on over in that place or that part of the country.
Right.
In any event,
she lives on a mountaintop out in Colorado. They may be in a blizzard or something. Go ahead.
Yeah. The wand, let's just go over the wand real quick, what it is. It's a combination device that blows a terahertz frequencies and hot air on your body. And it just helps increase the healing mechanism of your body. It doesn't actually do anything more than that. But what it does is the light wave activates normal cells, repairs damaged cells, recognizes and destroys abnormal cells, helps detox the lymphatic and circulation system, stimulates better microcirculation, and removes deep coldness and dampness, and strengthens the function of organs and delays this onset of aging. And so we've had a number of people, we've been on the last couple of weeks, a number of people have really responded quite well to the thing, and we're expecting some testimonials out of them. But I thought there were some testimonials that were in our Telegram channel, which everybody can join, so you can see what they're going on. And these people have purposefully, they put their name in there, and they've made these testimonies. And so I'm just repeating what you can go read publicly, okay? It's not something we make up. And we can't say that this is going to help anybody, but I'll give you a couple ideas on who've been helped and how. This person called in, and her name is Wendy, and she had a knee replacement done. And the one thing that she made a point of is that doctors don't tell you when you get that knee replacement that they're going to be cutting all your nerves, and it's going to leave your numb feeling your knee feeling numb.
Really?
They say that it will go away, but it normally doesn't. And so you're constantly got that area that's kind of dead to stuff. Well, she says, I wanted to share something. I got my classic wand in the middle of July. While I don't use it every day, I do drink the water every day and use the wand when I have time. I had a total knee replacement 3 years ago. So I was very careful about not directing the wand over the knee, but above and below it. You can't use the wand directly on any kind of metal that's in your body. But a couple of weeks ago, I was in the shower shaving my legs and realized suddenly that I could feel the razor going over my kneecap.
Wow.
Holy crap. When I got out, I then remembered that a month or so after starting the wand, the knee was itching really bad for a few days.
That's nerve regrowth right there.
Yeah, right. She says that trying to scratch something that's numb really sucks. And now I knew why. It was healing. Now, almost complete feeling is back in the knee. She says, pretty cool.
How amazing. How amazing.
It's absolutely amazing. There's another gal here named Luann. She had a frozen shoulder. And we've run into a lot of people that have had frozen shoulders or other parts of the body that don't want to move the way they should. Anyway, she says, I've been blowing on my frozen shoulders for 10 days now, starting each day on my feet, hands, and head for 2 minutes, then circular motions in the front and back of my shoulder. I could hardly move them without pain. Sleep was not coming easy either. I'm astounded because after 3 days, the pain had decreased by 50%, and after 5 days, I had full rotation back in both shoulders with 90% of the pain gone. I truly feel that this wand has not only given me back use of my shoulders, but also lifted my vibration. I'm seeing.
Well, you know, our buddy, I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead and finish. I've got a comment.
Well, she just said, I'm seeing everything clearer emotionally and mentally. Can't thank my sponsor enough for introducing me. And you said you've already had vision improvement yourself.
Personally, and I just used the wand right before the program for about 10 minutes on my eyes, first time I'd used it today, and I've been fighting macular degeneration and glaucoma for about 7 years when I found out about it. You know, when I was in Argentina, my vision was getting blurred, and I thought, well, I must need a new prescription, you know. And so there was a real good optometrist there in the little town I was in, and he spoke perfect English. His mother was an English teacher, which helped, you know. And we kind of had a good relationship, and I went in there to see him. He goes, well, sorry, bud, you got macular degeneration and glaucoma. And so I've been trying to, he said, can we give you these shots, man? They like to give you these lutein shots in your eye now, right?
Right.
There's Kathy, okay? And I know my mother had gone through that, and she's got insurance. I don't have any of that garbage stuff. And he was going to charge me $500 a shot to shoot lutein in my eye, and I said, well, no, I don't think so. And so I started dealing with it, with pills and diet and stuff, and I've been doing that for a number of years now, okay? And I have been able to stave it off. Now, of course, you guys know I've got a relationship with Dr. Bart Flick, who's a friend of mine, and been working with him off and on for 20-something years, and he's got a whole frequency clinic up in Clayton, Georgia, and he got me one of his machines, and I'd been using it for a couple of years, but it's different from this, and you got to go in and find the right frequencies and load them into the machine, and then you got these paddles on wires, and you got to put paddles. They're just round circles, you know. About as big as, if you're from the South, they're about as big as a moon pie. Anybody in the South knows what a moon pie is. And so you got to find some way to attach those paddles to wherever the affected area is, okay? And I would use that every morning on the show. For about 2 years, I'd have those paddles on my forehead with a band that I had somebody make for me, you know? And it staved off the any deterioration. But it wasn't improving anything either, you know. And I was real conscious of that. And I started using this little thing, and, man, it hadn't increased my magnification, which hopefully it will. But it definitely increased the background clarity on things. And I'm not the only one that says that. There's a number of people that have got these devices that are having the same experience as me. But I wanted to tell you one I don't think you heard about, John and Kathy, with one of my listeners there over on the Daily Show, and he lives out in the woods in Missouri. He's got his own little electricity and solar panels, and he's off in the woods, okay? And one of his neighbors down the hill has even a smaller place, I guess, and he was out cutting firewood the other day, and the chainsaw jumped off the piece of wood and hit him on the shin, went all the way to the bone, okay? So he had wrapped it. He's not in very good financial shape. He couldn't go to the hospital to get stitches because he couldn't afford it. And so he stitched it up himself, all right? And then he wrapped it with gauze, and he had 2 or 3 days. He said, I couldn't sleep last night. The pain was so bad, right? And he said, why don't you bring that contraption down here and let me try it? Within minutes, the pain was gone. Minutes.
Wow.
Okay? So... Wow. Those are the stories we're hearing back from people that have got these things, folks. And I'm not woofing you either, and they're not either, by the way.
No.
Uh, So anyway, I didn't think y'all had heard that one. I know Dan didn't write it up.
No, we haven't. That's amazing.
We're trying to get people to put these in the Telegram channel so everybody can see these things, you know?
Right, well, Well, I don't even think he's got internet, so, you know.
Okay. Well, yeah, but Rod, you do, so you could put it in there for him.
Yeah, anyway, good.
I got one more. This was a testimony about liver cysts, and her name is Teresa, and she says, quality of life has improved immensely since starting with the wand. In 2009, after doing a scan to monitor kidney stones, they discovered cysts inside the liver.
Ooh.
Then I've had another scan about a year ago. They did spread, but nothing alarming. I started using the wand end of June. After that, I had to do follow-up scans to reevaluate the cysts. The report came back better than expected. All cysts gone.
Wow.
You know, the thing is that your body, it just goes to show, we've always been told by the naturopaths, your body can heal itself. Your body can heal itself. Well, with all the garbage that they throw at us, it's kind of mucked up our system. This thing seems to help the system get back on track. But all it does, it doesn't heal anything. It doesn't fix anything. All it does is help release the stem cells, improve your microcirculation. And, you know, when you heard beamers, they talk about beamers, these $6,000 machines that you have to program. What it does is it increases microcirculation. That's their big sale thing. Well, this does it in spades. But this thing also provides heat externally, which really helps to improve the microcirculation and get things moving. It's an amazing, amazing device. And one thing that we do know, not everybody gets instant stuff. Remember, some of these people I just talked about, they've been doing it for a while. It didn't happen overnight. And there are other people that you probably have some kind of degenerative thing that's bothering you that came on slowly, and it took time. Your body heals at a specific rate only it controls. And so when you're replacing skin cells, there's a certain rate for that. When you're placing eye cells, there's a certain rate for that. So it's not going to operate generally faster, but we seem to get the pain alleviation, but then it begins working on repairing itself, which seems to be whatever time the body's going to take. So it just keep at it. What you want to make sure you do every day, just as a routine, is you just want to wand the palms of your hands, the soles of your feet, the backbone, upper neck and armpit, and groin and around the knees, and you drink 2 glasses of warm, charged water before you start and 2 glasses afterward. That's a basic routine right there. You don't have to do anything more than that. And if you've got something specific, like I have a lot of skin damage on my forearms, I work on those. I wand those. I hit specific spots maybe for 5 or 10 minutes. You know, you're going to find out and do this at your own comfort level. Everybody's different. Everybody's going to want to do it a certain way. And that's the bottom line. You don't have to do much. The fantastic thing is that for a family, look, it takes care of the kids. It takes care of mom, dad, grandpa, grandma. It's just amazing. And it's very affordable. So we can't extol it enough.
With these days of high inflation and the ruining of the credibility of the establishment, anything you can do to take care of an ailment and save yourself the expense and save yourself having to go in front of one of these guys and going, well, I can't see you if you haven't been jabbed.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's just a godsend, okay? And I mean, I seriously say this, and this is my own experience and my family's. My mother's, I got one of these for my mother, and she had almost instant results from her arthritis and swelling in her feet and lower legs, almost instant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she doesn't stay very far away from her Itera anymore. Okay.
That's
in fact,
great.
She mentioned the other day, she's got a bedroom upstairs, and she said, when I wake up in the middle of the night, I come downstairs and start using it. Okay. So, and then I had a cousin. This is an interesting story. I got a cousin and his wife, and they're in the town with mom, and they go over to see her. She's the last of that generation still living, okay? And so when they come over, he worked at the paper mill there in Panama City his whole life and had some injuries because of that, and he's got some kind of a problem with his forearm or his wrist. I don't know what it is. But any time they come over now, the first thing he does is sit in the chair and get that Itera wand and put it on there, and it takes away the pain. And so I gave them one. So I don't think they've got, my mom got it, but she hadn't been able to give it to them yet. And I'm thrilled that they got seven grandchildren. So I'm sure that little wand's going to get a lot of use, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, I should say about Paul. Yep. Paul, our part of our Radio Ranch family, and he's the one that set up our website and everything. He's become a family member, if you will. And Paul had a situation he told us about where he couldn't even raise his right arm high enough to turn off and on a light switch. Okay, and got him a wand, and he can raise his arm above his head now.
That's great. We're hearing a lot of stories like that.
A lot of them like that. Yeah.
Yep. So pretty cool stuff. I encourage you guys to look into this. And if you want to find out more information, go over to thematrixdocs.com, D-O-C-S, the, don't forget to put the in there, thematrixdocs.com. And on the top right is one of the interviews I did with our friend John Scavola, the initial one over there. So you got a guy that's got a lot of expertise in this area telling you about it. The link to John and Kathy's Telegram group is there if you want to tap into the Telegram group and read some of these testimonials. And there's a link for a marketing page where you can go through a sequence of three pages and order one of these if you'd like. And I guess, do you know if they've changed that field yet where it used to say remarks, John? Do you know if they've put your name
not
in
yet.
There? Okay, so what you
We're
need to do in the news. Process... Well, there's a three-page process, and it's written out a little bit there on the website for you. But if you do want to order and you're going through that, there's a field, I think it's on the second page, and it says remarks, okay? Don't say, hi, John and Kathy, all right? Put your name in that field. We need to get it changed where it says your name. Put your name in the field, and that way they can connect your name with the order information on the third page and get you your unit promptly.
That helps. It makes a big difference.
Yep.
We have people putting your name in there. We know.
Oh,
it's
good.
Roger.
Well, I need another wand. I want to use both hands.
But they need to be putting their name because it's your site. So, yeah, don't put Roger because it's his anyway. So just put your name in there.
Now, also, three of us spoke yesterday, and you gave me a little tidbit that is certainly something, if somebody's considering this, is something that they might want to take into account, and that is the fact with all the rampant inflation that we're going through in the country, and correct me if I'm wrong, John and Kathy, but don't they have a 10% price rise starting November 1st?
They do. Right. Yeah, they're going to have a price increase, yeah.
10%, so your 350 wand is going to cost you 380, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the other models.
Europe, they're already paying like $500 for one. So
Boy, Europe's got more problem. Europe's got more problems than a Chinese. Yeah, you've saved yourself. Europe's got more problems than a Chinese trigonometry teacher.
That's for sure. Hey, I got another something for you. I got another radio show appearance for you. There's a fellow here at the park. I'm talking to him. He's retired military. He's got his own show. He's run for office out here and for Senate. And so he's become a local activist here in the L.A. area. He'd really like to have you on the show.
So I'd love to meet him.
I'd arrange that. Yeah.
Yep, we can do that.
And what else is going on?
Well, I know Roger's not really interested in the business side. He's more interested in helping people with his wand, which is a good heart space to be in. But,
well, hold on. Kathy. Sam's got an itchy trigger finger. We're going to have a break here, I think. So hold that thought.
We'll come back
with John and Kathy on the other side, and we're going to talk about the financial side of this, which may interest you these days. See you in a minute.
Yes. Okay.
Do Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
We'd love to change the world, wouldn't we, guys? Yeah, interesting couple of things before we launch into the financial side here. That's Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who I knew personally for 20 years ago and used to work with. And we need to, he's pushing OxySilver. We need to get him one of these wands, okay? Talking about frequency and all that kind of stuff. Now, the other thing, in that same break, there was a mention of the Iraqi dinar. Since then we're going to talk about financial stuff here, I just want to ask any of you folks in the audience, are you still waiting for your dinars to be funded? Okay. That's a dog that don't hunt right there. We got a dog that hunts right here. And it's the optimum time. You got something that works, okay, that everybody's interested in their health. It's incredibly important. Where you've got a situation where they've totally weaponized the established medical community, and you want to stay away from them as best you can, okay, unless you got somebody trusted that you know that's not on that page, but it seems like the majority of them are on that page because they're getting big, huge dump truck loads of money dumped at their back office door for doing that, okay? And then you got a situation where literally no telling what's in front of us with no telling what. Honestly, these people are capable of anything. I maintain that every household in this country needs one of these devices, okay? I mean, it's just a very impressive little device, and folks, it works, okay? Yeah. So let me ask for it. Sam, You said I had a couple of callers. I thought he told me he was going to join them in the chat. So if there was anybody that wanted to call with questions about this device, now'd be a good time, and you can get John and Kathy, who work with it much more constantly and consistently than I do. And we've got, hopefully we'll have answers for you. So if you want to call in about that, be a nice time. Sam, do those people, do you know, do they want to call in about the wand, or do they want to call in about political and legal stuff?
I just wanted to say one more thing before you get into the back to the political.
All right, go ahead, Kath.
Okay, so I know you're really not into the business end of it, but
well, I am, but it's not my main focus. Okay,
right, you're about helping all these people that, and Harvey too. Oh, he's just helping people right out, you know, right and left. He'll stand still. You hurt there? Let me run this one. He's having a ball with this.
Yeah, he's probably going to go get he's probably going to get a generator and go on downtown Peachtree Street and start wanding people on the sidewalk.
That's true. But you have helped so many people in these past 3 weeks that it's mind-blowing. So much so that you made it on their board. So they're going to send you, they're sending you a complimentary ionic shield, which is quite something. A lady saw that on John today and said, what is that? So he told her, I want one.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, and we should add the audience, this isn't a one-trick pony we're dealing here with this company. They've got this little thing Kathy's talking about. They've got a new contraption coming out called Seven Waters, which can do all kinds of fancy stuff to your water. And it appears that they're going to continue putting these cutting-edge type high-tech products out there for us to work with and use.
Yeah, absolutely. But you did so well, they're sending you a complimentary one. And,
it's mighty sweet of them.
That, yeah, and along with that, you hit what's called a diamond rank, which is top of the heap. And I want to congratulate you for doing that, because that just goes to show how many people you're helping. All the people, all your listeners that we've been talking to, and we talk to a lot of them every single day, they're all having just tremendous results already, you know, and they've only had this little device in their hand 2-3 weeks, you know. So
well, I neglected to mention my knee.
A lot of people. I neglected.
Excuse me. I'm gonna add this in there, Kathy. I don't want to talk over you, but I neglected to tell you, my knees, which I've been having problems alternating left and right, are as good as. I can't even remember when they were as good as they are, and I've been really concentrating on them, and it works. Man, you can walk upstairs without that pain, you know. It's really a big help.
Yeah, I was just listening to The Price, and they had a lady on there that she's had a tremendous amount of knee pain, and so she started wanding, and she felt some relief, you know, and she loves to walk, and she couldn't walk more than a few steps without having a lot of pain.
That was me. I love to walk. I love to walk, and it really has put a, if you want to use the expression, has put a hitch in my giddy up the last year or two, and that seems appears to be gone. So I'm just real thrilled about that.
Well, I'm happy to report that she's now walking 4 to 5 miles every day on the beach with her husband. She
God bless her.
Had a new lease on life. Yeah. So.
Cool.
Anyway, I wanted to just congratulate you, and that's amazing. Just I think about your song, I'd love to change the world, but I don't know what to do. Well, now we know what to do.
Well, we got some ideas, and we got some things that really work, that really affect change. You know, at this point, it's on an individual basis. Maybe at some point in the future, it'll be collective.
Yes.
Well, you know, you're changing the political status. You know, people are eliminating taxes. That's going to help with the inflation if they don't have to pay the taxes anymore. You're giving them a new lease of life on a political basis, and we can help, apparently, with this wand, help people improve their physical mental health, too. So,
well, you're going to need that for the healthier you are, the more effective you're going to be in battle, period.
Right. Yeah. Well, the thing is that's why it's important to follow the simple protocol like I talked about there for a minute. You don't just want to work on one spot. You want to work on your body as a whole and let the body decide what it's going to fix And the interesting thing is that what I'm hearing, too, is that people don't realize sometimes the pain's gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
They realize a little while later, they realize, hey, I'm not hurting anymore.
Right, right.
You sure know when it's hurting, but you don't notice it when it's not.
Well, because things are back to quote-unquote normal.
So we get all of that in balance, and this also has a nice affiliate package, too, for those that would like to earn some money because they don't trust their banks or they're being fired for not taking the jab or whatever reason, you know.
And the company does what the company does.
Didn't you tell me about a nurse that came in and purchased one? They're out of New Mexico, I think you said she was from?
No, she's out of San Diego.
Yeah, that was
San Diego. Okay.
Yep, mm-hmm. She is a 35-year emergency room nurse, and they fired her because she wouldn't take the jab.
Right.
So then she had to go out and find another way to keep doing something in the health field, and she started getting into something called Reiki and something else. I don't even understand what this stuff is.
That's a massage technique, I think.
It's kind of like energy.
Mm-hmm. And there was something else that she was doing.
Well, hold on. Well, what? Well, she wasn't stopping Sam from playing commercial breaks. That's for darn sure. So we're going to come back and talk about the 35-year nurse here on the other side of this very short, right, Sam, commercial break. See you in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
All right, let's get the dulcimer tones of Alvin Lee and 10 Years After out of here and get back to John and Kathy. Got a couple of callers there backed up, John and Kathy. I don't know what they want to call about, but Sam, if either one of them want to call about the Itera device, would you patch them in if you could? Oh, okay, great. Well, let's John, why don't you just cover about the financial part of this, and let's talk to these good folks that have called in.
Okay, well, the idea is that when you purchase one of their products, you actually become an affiliate. You don't have to go through the process of signing up as an affiliate and pay fees and have all these ongoing expenses. There is a minor expense, but that that money actually returns to your own pocket to benefit you. And it's the nicest, cleanest thing that we've seen ever in this business in terms of being an affiliate. And they do it in such a way that it's not like you just get a fixed percentage like some affiliate programs do. This one here actually can pay you a significant amount of money if you actually are out there, you know, telling people about it and people are purchasing. You really don't sell this thing. You just show them what it is, give them the information, and let them decide. But I got to tell you, after all of this damage to us in our society with our food and our medicine, everybody's got aches and pains. Everybody. I don't care how, even if you're young, you've got aches and pains.
We're all poisoned in one way, shape, form, or another.
Yeah.
Complete, because we were interrupted by that, about this nurse, this 35-year-old nurse.
Okay.
Because I think we got stopped on that. Yeah.
She's looking for more ways to stay in the medical field and do something. Now, she's a medical professional. She's an emergency room nurse. And so a lot of people have aches and pains, and she can go around. She helps a lot of people that can't get to the hospital or can't get to the doctor or don't have the money. She can actually go charge them a fee and use this, and she's planning on using it to alleviate some of their problems. Now, she can do that as a medical professional. She can use it in a medical way. We don't. And if you help your friend or neighbor, you're not doing it. You're just giving them the wand, letting them try it, and see if it helps them. That's all you have to do.
Well, and I should tell you that the word we're getting back is a lot of chiropractors, masseuses, homeopaths, naturopaths, and now I've got one of these in the hands of Dr. Flick right now. He just got it Friday. So he wants all kind of technical information and stuff on it. So even those types of professionals are incorporating this into their activities.
Well, they are. Mm-hmm. We have one naturopath, Dr. Sheila Day, that is just over the top about it. She resisted it for a long time, but she was able to use it to help a little girl who had a terrible disease, bone wasting disease, and it always ended up in amputations. And she was at her wit's end, and this is the last thing she had to try, and it worked. It
there
helped the body solve the problem, and she is no longer threatened by losing more of her limbs.
Right, and she's going, why didn't I try this when they first told me about it? John and Kathy, let's check and see if we got a couple of listeners that want to ask questions or make comments on this. Sam, who we got out there you want to bring in? James in Alaska. What part of Alaska are you in, James?
Kenai Peninsula.
Oh, boy, have I taken a lot of red and silver salmon out of there.
I bet you. Nice. There's a lot in there. Hey, got a question on this.
Let me just out of curiosity, whereabouts on the Kenai Peninsula are you? Down there close to the one of the most beautiful cities in the world, Homer, or are you a little bit north of that?
I'm a little bit north of that, but that's all right.
I've tried to describe, you can't describe that scene. When you pull over that hill to Homer, Alaska, and see that panorama in front of you, it is so majestic. Just a beautiful spot.
Yeah, use low gear.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, so anyways, about this iTerra device, how do you check to see if it's actually emitting terahertz frequency?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, but I'll bet you John might.
All the skeptics check those out before they send them out, so we're going to have to do some investigating on that.
Dude, talk right in your microphone, Kathy. You're a little bit muffled.
Oh, yeah. I said, all of the stockists, the people that send them out, they do all that testing to make sure they're working and stuff before they even consider sending them to you. So we'll have to investigate to find out exactly how, you know. I'm just thrilled that I can turn it on and do my thing, and it works. It alleviates my discomfort, and that's all I care about.
Well, now, is that
worse or does it not?
Hold on. A couple people trying to talk at once. Go ahead, John. Add to Kathy, and we'll get back to the guest.
I got to get back to that meeting. That was my meeting there. I got to get back over there. When I was looking into this, first off, Kathy had instant results. Great. so we started doing research on this. We can't find a negative opinion. Everybody is getting benefits out of this thing. It's overwhelming. So at that point, I'm not asking if it works anymore or is there terahertz waves in there. It's working. It's helping people. At this point, I'm done. It's overwhelmingly helping people.
Let me give a suggestion. Was it Dave? Was it Dave in Alaska? Let me give you a suggestion for anybody else in the audience. Go over to YouTube, and put in Itera Care. It's I-T-E-R-A is the way it's spelled. Itera Care. And just look at the reams of testimonials and listen to some of those people. All those people can't be lying.
Well, I was just wondering if more or less the temperature is doing that.
No, because a couple of the settings have low temperature, not just high.
Right. I got low temperature and low speed seems to be the best for me. Now, I'm wondering, would it be more effective to use higher temperatures and move it faster?
Depends on the condition, I would think.
Well, it's 2 minutes. You're not going to use that on your face. You're not going to use that on your eyes, but you are going to use it in other parts of your bodies, and yes. The heat, it creates the terahertz waves through the crystal that it uses in there.
Crystal in the barrel.
I use mine on medium.
There are professional units that go up above this that have higher heat that professionals use. But for the consumer level, it's about as hot as you're going to want to mess with.
I know one of our listeners, Dave, one of our listeners on the regular program put a thermometer in that beam. You know what it registered? 160 degrees. You're not going to keep it close to your body for long.
Right, yeah. That's the thing. Well, the reason I was wondering about checking how with the actual frequency or if it's putting out a frequency is, I don't want to be spending all this time with a straight line hair dryer with the blue light in it. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, there's just too many people getting results from it, Dave, honestly, at this point. And I wouldn't feel comfortable on bringing something like this on my program and promoting it to people if I wasn't totally convinced that it's right, honestly.
And that's 2 minutes, on each area enough. That's one of the things I got off the net that says two minutes, for your palms and your feet and all that stuff.
That's more than adequate. Roger, I hate to do you. I need to go.
Okay. All right, John. Well, I know you're a busy man. You're in demand.
Can you take one more question, John?
Yeah, we can take. Let's see if we. Dave, thanks for calling in. You may need to use yours all winter up there in Alaska just to stay warm this year, but hope not.
Yeah, okay? Just write to support and they can answer.
Okay, we'll see you, Dave. Thanks for checking in. Catch me a steelhead, would you? Who's next, Sam? John in California. Welcome. Speak with John in California.
Yeah. Hello, all. Yeah, okay. So I have three quick questions. First of all, on the microcirculation, I'm not clear how that actually happens. I have the wand. And particularly I'm interested in around the eyes, but what I'm not sure about is, I don't know much about the body anatomy, and if I just do that area only, is that sufficient, or do I need to do other parts of the body? How does that work?
I don't think you can hurt any part of the body, but what they're suggesting with the palms and the soles of the feet and armpits and stuff are chakras, from Oriental medicine, these connection points that are important in your body, and you're terahertzing them.
So we did was in our welcome letter, we sent out a chart. You should have received a chart from us and go in there.
I didn't look at that because I can barely see.
Okay. There are some videos on our Telegram group, and just go in and start kicking the tires in there and listening to some of those videos. And I think,
John,
you'll get a more in-depth.
John, what's your vision problem? Is it magnification or cataracts or what?
No, well, it's glaucoma, nerve damage. So I have very poor eyesight.
Okay.
Close
well,
up and far.
Well, Kathy and I both do too. Mine far is getting better. But here's what I was going to suggest: if you use Windows, there's a program that's bundled in Windows called Magnifier. Are you familiar with that?
I think I heard of that a long time ago, and I don't remember.
Go down to the field there on the left by the start button, and type in a magnifier, spelled magnifier, and that program is in there, and it will allow you through keyboard and mouse control to enlarge anything up to 800%. And I bet you you'll be able to see a little bit better if you try that.
Okay, well, that's the computer, but I'm more interested about the use of this. Yeah, I'm still not clear on. Are you suggesting, Roger, that by doing the acupuncture points that is working with your microcirculation?
Well, I'm not sure. I think the chakra points are helping with your overall health, period.
Specifically in the microcirculation. That's a question.
Right. Well, there's a lot of other people that are interested in microcirculation, the heat, John says.
Low heat.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah. Use the low heat and charge some water. Always drink that water all day long, your charged water. And that's going to go to work on your cellular level. Okay?
Okay, so we still... that's all good. I appreciate that.
You can even mist your face with that charged water. So, and before you blow. And then blow your face. Always keep your eyelids closed.
Yes.
And make sure you're not wearing any contacts or anything.
Right. I'll tell you what else I do with mine, John and Kathy, is, and I mentioned this to them before, I've got some C60 from Bob Greska, the individual molecule C60 guy, and C-60.com. I'll give Bob a little plug here, C-60.com. And what I do is take a drop of that C60 and put it on my eyelid, on both eyelids, and then I use the blower on top of that, and it should be picking up the frequency. Even though the C60 is so small at the molecular level, it will go through the pores and go into your body, but I use the wand on top of that to pick up the frequency of the C60 along with the terahertz waves and get them all through that whole area. So you may want to try that.
Okay. Another question. It was suggested to do the feet as well as the hands. Now, why would you need to do both? Because they both go to the all your organs anyway. So I'm just curious about that.
Well, just to double your effectiveness, I would guess. Yeah. You've heard stories a long time, all my life, about people with a headache, and somebody grabs the sole of their foot and starts. He's talking about why you should you do your soles, your feet, and your hand, palm both, okay?
And, energy centers come out at the bottom of your feet.
Right.
You got to start somewhere. Bottom of your feet, top of your head.
Right. Well, I was just going to say there's stories, I've heard for years about people with a headache, and somebody will grab the sole of their foot and find a knot and start massaging it, and the headache goes away.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I understood that if the acupuncture points on your hands go to pretty much everywhere, pretty much, I thought, well, then why would you? Because you even have your ears even have points as well.
Yes.
Acupuncture points.
You can get a book on the chakra points and the acupuncture points and just follow that. We can't really give you advice like this because we're not qualified to even discuss that stuff. All we know is that you point the machine there and the professionals say to do this, and, people get better.
Well, one more quick question. What does do it on your arms or your armpits? What does that do? Is that for your lymphatics? Is that clearing out
lymphatics?
That's lymphatics,
Right. Lymphatics, yeah. And the top of your head has glymphatics. It flushes out your glymph, and that clears your head and your brain fog and all that good stuff. So if you're running both of them, you're detoxing all of
all of your system, you know.
Well, I'm going to give you a caveat, though. If you're going to do your head, like your crown of your head and the upper part of your cranium, don't do it before you go to bed or you won't sleep very good that night. That's my personal experience. So if you're going to do that, do it during the daytime or do it earlier in the evening.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Okay. All right, John, thank you.
Okay.
Continued success. And I think that, you know, I keep thinking about all the people that are jabbed, which are having problems with their blood circulation. And, you know, the first person that can crack one of these frequencies that can help that little situation, man, they're going to be hailed as a hero. Okay.
Well, let me let
if that's even possible. I just put that in there.
This little device kills viruses, bacteria, and helps eliminate parasites. So wand away everywhere.
Maybe we can start a new saying, wand on.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right, John. Okay, John Caller, thank you. John Kasarab and Kathy, thank you. Go back to your meeting.
Tell them once again how they can get more information.
All right, we'll go over to the Matrix Docs, D-O-C-S, not D-O-X, D-O-C-S, the Matrix, D-O-C-S.com. On the upper right there is a whole section of the webpage that's devoted to the iTera wand. You find a lot of information there. And if you just want information, by the way, and you're still considering this, if you go through that marketing page and you don't go to the third page where you order and you just go through the first email confirmation, they'll send you company information on this, every couple of days? And then if you're tired of it and you don't like it in your email, there's a please take me off this list button at the bottom and they'll take you right off. But if you want to get additional information from the company, that's another good approach to doing that.
Yeah, that works.
Absolutely. And we'll be happy to answer any questions. Just get a hold of us through there.
Yep. Okay, kids. Well, listen, thank you. Enjoyed talking with you, as always, John. All right, we'll see what's left of the evening here, and be back in bright and early, bushy-tailed, over there on the radio ranch tomorrow at 11. Yes, sir.
Sounds great.
Hasta luego.
Take care.
Okay, ciao. All right, here we got a couple of minutes left on the program. Sam, there aren't any other callers back there, are there? Well, there's one now. No, I don't want to talk to that guy. He'll...
Hello,
listen,
this
you
operator 10.
Radio Network.
I have a collect obscene phone call for Roger Sales.
I don't collect calls from that Y song, Butch. okay, man. Well, I hadn't spoken with you in a couple of days. I hear that you're tearing them up. Give us some of your success stories.
My most prominent one I'm most pleased with is my neighbor who lives just behind me on the hill.
With a knee problem that was incurable.
Well, this was an ulcer. I would call it diabetic.
Oh, you're talking about his daughter. Okay.
Gotcha. His daughter-in-law. Yeah, his daughter-in-law. Wow. But I offered to let Harold use the machine, and he said, well, no, he didn't. He just deferred, you know. And I said, that's cool.
Well, he had tried stuff previously and hadn't had any success, and that's his apprehension, which I can understand, okay?
Mm-hmm. So I take it over to his daughter-in-law, and she uses it on her lower leg where she's got this diabetic ulcer. It's been there, she said, at least. It wasn't erupted so badly like it is, like it was a few weeks ago, but it's been around for at least since 2018. And, she put the wand on it at 7 o'clock. I think it was 7 o'clock at night. We took the photograph and the time stamp is on there. And then she sent me a photograph the next morning, 13 and a half hours later. And, buddy, it was different. And if you ask John and Kathy have seen both the photographs, and then there's some others. But with her success, then she went next door to her father-in-law and said, you know, I'm having great luck with this. And so he agreed to try it. And she said, he likes it. Makes his knees feel better. But it's wonderful. And,
I mentioned earlier. Now I've had for the last year or two, I've had knee problems alternating. It'd be left mostly. And then I was walking down a real steep hill and the next morning I couldn't get out of bed. Okay. I mean, literally, I couldn't hardly put any weight on the thing. So it switched over to the right, you know. And
favoring the left, you put additional load on the right, and then it acts up.
Regardless, both of them are on, you know, practically back to normal to me. I don't get any pain walking upstairs, and I would get when you put one foot on a stair and then use it to leverage your body up, I would have really pretty severe pain in my right knee, and that's all gone. I mean, it's fabulous,
man. Yeah, it's great. Well, I'm looking forward to more and more things. One thing I have not been doing on a regular basis is wanding the water, good clean water. I'm using distilled water.
Yeah, I do that. I do a lot.
And drinking that, there was one testimony of a fellow who had, I think it was BPH, you know, benign prostatic hypertrophy, overgrowth of the prostate. And so he started drinking the water and got relief, and then he started using the wand afterwards. I think that's the way the story goes. But I don't know how, you know, I don't know. Well, I don't make any claims. I just say, well, I did this, and this is what happened.
For the audience, I've known this guy right here for 30 years, okay? And we've been close friends for 30 years. And he's really, really good at chemistry and science and particularly focused on medical stuff. And so we heard about this a couple months ago, and I got a hold of Harvey. I said, you need to look into this iTera machine. And he was busy off doing other stuff and distracted. And so finally, he's gotten one, and now you're like the iTera warrior from what I hear.
Well, I'm trying because, you know, you close your eyes and, you know, it's like, well, you know, the old expression I've been using for 25 years, it's like being a mosquito in a nudist colony. Doesn't matter which way you go, you're going to bite something that's productive. Everybody's sick around us. And I look at people at church, and I look at people at the grocery, and I look at people wherever I go, and they're all overweight. They're all limping. They're all taking drugs. And there's no need for that. They need to clean up their diets, of course. But I truly believe that this machine is helpful in promoting health. So
it is. Well, that little whistler there in the background signifies that our time on Sunday evening, October the 16th, is finished, and whoever's coming up next is right there chomping at the bit to get on. Harvey, thanks for calling in. Always a pleasure to speak with you. And audience, we'll be back next Sunday. You're welcome to join us on our daily show over on eurofolkradio.com. See you soon.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store.
or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.